Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Sacrifice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In 2 Corinthians, turn there to the 11th chapter, 2 Corinthians 11. Paul had said on more than one occasion, he said, me and Barnabas and others, he said, don't we have a right to be supported? Don't we have a right not to have to work secular jobs, but for you to support us? He said it. He said, the laborer is worthy of his hire. Don't muzzle the ox that treads out the grain. He quoted different scriptures to him. He said, but because of what's going on, I'm not going to take anything from you. And he'd go to places, and apparently for periods of time, he would be there with them, no salary, no pay. And he did jobs on the side. And yet he told them, he said, you are to support us. So why is he doing it? There are more than one reason, but here's one. In 2 Corinthians 11, 8, he said, I robbed other churches, taking wages of them to do you service. So there were churches he was receiving funds from. But the church of Corinth at this time, he did not. Previously, he did not. He said, when I was present with you and wanted, I was chargeable to no man. For that which was lacking to me, the brethren that came from Macedonia supplied. And in all things I have kept myself from being burdensome to you, and so will I keep myself. As the truth of Christ is in me, no man's going to stop me of this boasting. Why? Because I love you not? God knows. But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. He was talking about false apostles. And he was saying, okay, they're an apostle like me. Let them do what I do. Let them work 3 years with no pay. Let them show it. Prove it. Why? Because he knew. The reason they're there is to get the money. And if it's going to cost them something, they're gone. And this is true. I don't care whether it's a preacher or whether it's a lay person. The same is true with everybody. You find out when it starts to cost you something, you find out if you're a hireling or not. You find out what you love by what you're willing to pay. Go to Genesis, please. Jesus said you should count the cost. He said, you must not love anybody more than me, and you got to be willing to sacrifice all and follow me. How many believe this is still true? This is not changed. This is true. But it's not a sad thing. It's not a depressing thing. The question is, what are we getting? Yeah, it's going to cost us something to do this right. But the question, how can we do it very gladly? Because of what we're getting. What we're getting. Not only in this life, but in the next, especially.
Amen.
Moses had the foresight and revelation and faith. The Bible said he chose and identified with the people of God who were a slave nation and mistreated. When he could have been in the palaces with everything, doing everything, he chose that instead of that. Why? Because the Bible said he had respect toward the recompense of reward.
Amen.
He had the faith and insight to see where this thing is going.
That's right.
And which side you want to be on when everything's said and done. And that is fleeting and passing away. And this is the eternal kingdom of God that lasts forever and ever. In Genesis, the 29th chapter, everybody say, very gladly.
Very gladly.
Very gladly. Is it going to cost you? Uh-huh. And how should you feel about that? Like the guy that paid $1 million for the car he couldn't drive on the street. Why? Because you see value where others don't. Why would you do it? Phyllis and I have left everything multiple times now, following the plan of God. Started over from scratch almost, it seemed. And I don't feel deprived. We're actually right now, we're in the best shape we've ever been. And every time we've done that, you might not have some stuff for a while, but then you wind up with more than you ever had before. And the reason you don't hear us telling sob stories about what we gave up is because we don't feel that way. It was a privilege to have the opportunity to make a sacrifice. Right? And if we gave up something, it's not even worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed.
Amen.
Isn't that our scripture?
Yeah.
What's that scripture? Anybody know it? Romans 8:18. What does it say?
I reckon
that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed. I've had people leave the ministry. They were helping us and they left, and now they don't. I've had people look at me with angst in their voice and going and tell me, it's so hard, you know, being in the ministry. It's so hard serving the Lord. And I'll be honest with you, I could not relate to what they're saying. I thought, what are you talking about? I didn't say that, but I thought it. What are you talking about? What's so hard? I don't get to get drunk every night. I don't get to lie and steal. I don't get to have affairs or whatever. You know, what are we talking about? What is so hard not doing so we can do this? And I drove away from one situation and I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I don't understand that. Why do they think it's so hard to serve God and be in the ministry? I count it the greatest, it's the privilege of my life. I mean, I say this all the time. I say, Lord, it is the privilege of my life to do what I do. I am so thankful. I don't think it's hard. Yeah, there's some things that you have to do and there's some price and cost, but it's not worthy to be compared with the glory. And the Lord began to show me this. This is the phrase that He gave me, and I began to see it, that they love something else more, something they should not love. They love it more than they do Him. And that's why it's pulling on them all the time. Let's hold Genesis for another moment. Go with me to the book of John. Hold on to Genesis. I think we're coming back there. John 12 and 2. They made Him a supper, Jesus. And Martha served. And Lazarus, who was cold and dead in the tomb not long ago, is sitting at the table saying, pass the biscuits, please. They are having a hallelujah time.
Yep.
You're talking about life from the dead?
Come on.
Literally. Literally. I mean, just not long ago, Mary and Martha were out there crying their eyes out, grieving. He's been dead for days. This is amazing. Now they're sitting at the table. Their brother's smiling and laughing right across the table from them. This is a miracle. And verse 3, Mary, who is so thankful that her brother's sitting at the table, she goes into her bedroom and gets the most expensive thing she owns. In those days, spices and ointments were like gold and precious metals. And she had this box, not just a dab, but a box of spikenard. What does it say? Very costly. When the Bible says very expensive, you should believe it. It depends. There's different ways to try to figure its cost, because the Bible gives you some numbers and figures, but it must be somewhere around $20,000, $30,000. And it's the most expensive thing she had. And she came and anointed the feet of Jesus. She broke it. And when she did, I guess it all ran out on his feet. 30 grand.
Glory to God.
And the house, and she took her hair and wiped his feet off, the excess. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. And this is so picturesque, because the Bible in Philippians 4 tells us that God smells the sweet smell of monetary offerings and things given to Him. And so there was a physical ointment, a physical aroma, I should say, filling this room, and there was a spiritual aroma. Amen. That was filling this room.
Yeah.
A sacrifice.
Yes.
Well pleasing to God. And you know what Jesus' own staff said about it? What a waste is their response to this beautiful act that this thankful sister did with Jesus. Verse 4. Judas was the main spokesman. Judas Iscariot, which should, that you could read that, is about to betray him. Verse 5. He said, why wasn't this ointment sold for 300 pence? That's about 300 days of average worker wage, which is how we get to that number. $20,000, $30,000, it depends on what you're getting paid. Why wasn't this sold for $30,000 and given to the poor? Well, that sounds religious.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love's Sacrifice, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.